I love the central idea here. The computer is changing shape.
Right. Computing is no longer just one device with a screen, keyboard, and mouse.
It's becoming more ambient, intelligent, and woven into everyday life.
Exactly. The traditional computer model still exists, but it's no longer the whole picture.
The next phase feels less rigid and more adaptive.
Machines are starting to meet people where they are, in different forms and contexts.
One big shift is that the screen is losing its monopoly as the main interface.
For decades, using a computer really meant looking at a display.
Now computing is spreading into speakers, wearables, cars, home devices, glasses, and other form factors.
That changes the user's mindset. Instead of asking, "What app should I open?" people increasingly ask, "What do I want to do right now?"
That's such a simple but powerful difference.
Computing can show up as a voice, a notification, a wearable, or a smart surface.
The screen doesn't disappear, but it stops being the only entry point.
In practice, someone might check something on a phone, ask a voice assistant for a summary, glance at a wearable, and let a smart system handle a task in the background.
The computer becomes a network of endpoints rather than one fixed object.
A second major shift is that AI is becoming the new interface.
Traditional software was built around forms, buttons, dropdowns, and navigation trees because users had to be precise.
AI changes that by letting people describe what they want in natural language.
Users can ask for summaries, plans, comparisons, drafts, or solutions.
The system helps translate that intent into action.
That lowers the barrier between what someone wants and what actually gets done.
People don't always need to know the exact button, menu, or format.
They can express a goal, and the system can help them reach it.
That changes both how software is used and how it is designed.
The future interface may be less about polished screens and more about intelligent response.
A third shift is that computing is moving into the physical world.
Computers are no longer only things people sit in front of.
They are embedded in rooms, vehicles, factories, offices, and personal accessories.
That makes computing feel less like an application and more like infrastructure.
When devices can sense context, location, activity, or environment, they can offer help without requiring explicit commands every time.
A smart workspace can adjust lighting and notifications based on focus mode.
A car can anticipate the next part of a trip.
A wearable can track health signals and surface useful information at the right moment.
This changes the relationship between people and machines. The computer is no longer something you go to. It is something already around you, quietly ready to assist.
It's exciting, but it also raises important questions.
Yes. Privacy, reliability, and how much autonomy people are comfortable giving to background systems all matter.
The fourth shift is that the user is becoming a director rather than just a clicker.
For decades, most interaction involved clicking, typing, and managing tasks step by step.
That required patience, attention, and technical skill.
Now users increasingly set goals, give instructions, review outputs, and make decisions.
The machine handles repetitive work, while the human provides judgment, taste, and direction.
This is especially true as AI agents become more capable of planning, executing, and coordinating multi-step tasks.
That also changes what it means to be tech-savvy.
It's no longer enough to know how to use a tool.
The more valuable skill is knowing what to ask for, how to evaluate the result, and how to guide the system toward the right outcome.
The human becomes less of an operator and more of a manager of intelligent systems.
Taken together, these trends show that the computer is becoming less centralized, less rigid, and more adaptive.
It is spreading across devices, becoming more conversational, moving into the physical world, and shifting more responsibility toward intelligent systems.
Traditional computers won't disappear.
Screens, keyboards, and apps will remain important, but they will no longer be the whole story.
The next phase of computing will be defined by flexibility.
Machines can appear in different forms, respond to different contexts, and support different tasks as needed.
The key takeaway is that the future of technology is not just about faster or cheaper computers.
It's about computers becoming more present, more useful, and more integrated into daily life.
Understanding this shift requires looking beyond traditional devices and interfaces.
The most important changes are happening in how computing is distributed, how AI mediates interaction, how machines enter physical environments, and how human roles evolve from manual operators to directors of intelligent systems.